The meaning of L, TV is improved, become a tycoon of fun, and more. This is the Android Realm Podcast, episode number 204, Round Like a Watch. Welcome back to the episode, everybody. Headphones Neil here, your host as always. Rather exciting week this week. We finally found out what Android L is all or stands for, what round of updates, device updates at least for Android 5.0. and all of that good stuff. So I'll go through the usual headlines, apps and devices, and then I'll jump into the Android 5 breakdown and all of that good stuff. I would have done a game review this week. I'll get to that in a little bit, but the game I wanted to review I had trouble playing, but hopefully in updates to the game they improve the performance on it, but I'll get to that in a little bit. And then, in the credits, I'll announce a very exciting poll sort of thing. So if you follow the Android Realm on Google+ and on Facebook, you already know about it. But easy to access way of getting to it as well for those of you who want to get to it. So with that, I'll start with some headlines for the week. To start it out, Google Express got expanded this week into Chicago, Boston, and Washington, D.C. They also added same-day delivery, more vendors, free overnight deliveries and free overnight deliveries for orders over $15. So a lot of interesting changes that they made for the better. It kind of competes more on par as far as competition with the Amazon shopping services as well. So if you prefer the Google side of it, then they have more options there as well. Google started testing out a new search feature. So if you start searching for various medical symptoms, and there is a easy to connect way of connecting you to a doctor using video conferencing, then they will do that. It doesn't work for all symptoms and for everybody just yet, but it is something that they're testing out to see how well they can help users who are searching for symptoms get more accurate and relevant medical advice and have a medical professional assist with their query. And finally, Google Fiber is set to launch in Austin, Texas. This is of note because this is where AT&T is testing out their fiber internet services. So we'll see. Hopefully, we'll see some competition, and it's just another city where Google Fiber is expanding to. So hopefully, eventually it rolls out all across the country and is available for everybody. As far as some app news for this week, Anki Drive was released for Android. This is a driving game for Android, so it does have its own controller and all of that good stuff. It originally released only for iOS, but is now available for Android as well. If you play Angry Birds Seasons, it got an update to now have an NBA edition, so if you prefer the basketball version of Angry Birds, that is an option. For those of you who use Google Sheets regularly and want to have data sets filled in automatically or sort of guess and figure out for you exactly what the data may be based on what you've entered so far, then check out the add-on called Smart Autofill. So basically what it will do is it'll figure out based on what you are entering as data and extrapolate from there what further data is going to be, so hopefully it saves you some time. I don't have any data sets to test this out on, but it sounds like a good idea to me. In relation to the Android L, or a little bit before this, Super User started getting its updates and support for Android L, starting with version 2.13, so we should see that work a little bit better as soon as it rolls out in general. There were a few SDK there was original SDK up release and then one after that as well, so developers should be able to get their hands more on that. For those of you who use YouTube on the iPhone 6 and 6 Plus, it got an update to look a lot better and match the screen resolution and screen sizes, so definitely get that update. Nothing major, but it's kind of like the Gmail update from last week, so as the iPhone 6 and 6 Plus get more use, we should see more regular updates from Google services and other apps as well. And finally, as far as the app that I wanted to review but really couldn't do a proper review for, was that Roller Coaster Tycoon 4 has been released for Android. It's a free-to-play game with in-app purchases. The problem I had was that the game, or the original installation of the game, seemed to work fine. I was able to access it and start building a park. There was one update, but since that update, I'm able to launch the app, but it essentially causes system sluggishness, so I don't know if there was a bug in the update, or if it's just not compatible with all devices, or if my Moto X just can't run it. I'm hoping it can run it, and I think it can run it, because the original version seemed to run pretty smoothly. So, essentially it was released, I was able to start, but it gets really makes my system really sluggish, and I can't really do much, so I can't really review it. I'll probably wait a couple of updates to see it, or wait for the next update, see if that fixes the performance issues, and if I can actually play it. I actually kind of do want to play it. I liked the game when it was available for the PC, so we'll see how it goes, but at the moment it is released, it is free, so if you guys want to check it out and see how it works on your device, then go ahead, but it's not something I'll recommend just yet because I can't actually play it enough to see how well it does. If I can't really use it, then I can't really recommend it, so, but I'm not saying it's bad, we'll see, maybe just a device issue or that update issue, and we'll go from there. As far as some device news for this week, Google Glass is getting an update via notifications thing to now support Android Wear notifications. So I was hearing two stories kind of along the lines of it works with Android Wear, so if you have an Android smartwatch, then it'll read those notifications. And others say it's a better sync notification app directly with your smartphone, so Google Glass and your smartphone, or Google Glass and Android Wear will have similar notification sync, so it reads better back and forth with your smart Android smartphone, and notifications are synced appropriately. That seems a little bit more like a logical answer to me, but in any case, Google Glass's notification sync should work a lot better. This week, Motorola announced the Motorola Droid Turbo on Verizon. It's a 2.7 GHz quad-core processor device with a 5.2-inch screen, 21-megapixel camera, 3 gigs of RAM, and a 39 milliamp-hour battery. I believe it's on Android 4.4. I didn't actually stop to read it, but it is a Verizon-only device for now, so in case you want a new Droid and you're on Verizon, then definitely check it out. But I also may say to wait a little bit because of the Android 5 news I'll get to in a little bit. But in relation to that news, the Sony Xperia Z line was confirmed this week to get Android 5.0 or Android L. So if you have, I believe it's like the Xperia Z, ZL, Z1, anything that's an Xperia Z, part of the Xperia Z line, and this is smartphones and tablets, they will be upgraded to Android 5.0. I also read an article this week that the Moto X first and second generations, as well as the Moto E and Moto G, will be getting the same updates as well in the coming months. I don't think I saw a time frame, but look out for that coming soon. I imagine if it's anything like the Android 4.4.2 update, it should be out within, available for all carriers within, I want to say probably 2 to 3 months, depending on the carrier. But definitely consider that if you're in the market to buy a new smartphone, and make sure it is going to either get updated to Android L, or it comes with it already installed. But that is all for that. So with that, after the short break, I will jump into the overview for Android 5, Android L news. So let's say you are buying yourself a new device, or you want to prepare yourself for any new Android smartphone you may be getting, and you want to make sure you have the best possible quality sound, then be sure to check out our friends over at Tweaked Audio. They have 7 gray styles and 7 gray colors, so they match whatever style you have, or whatever color device you get, or whatever your favorite color is. They have those various color choices. All of their headphones are noise reducing, so you hear more of what you're listening to and less of the outside world. So whether you're at work, at home, at the gym, to out for a walk, you'll be able to enjoy your music, podcasts, videos, whatever, phone calls, whatever you may be listening to, with very clear quality. They do have microphone and non-microphone versions, so whatever type you want, they have options available. And when you use the promo code GEEK, that's GEEK, you'll get an extra 1/3 off your order as well, so you'll save some money while being able to enjoy some great noise-reducing headphones, and you'll also be able to show your support for the Android Realm podcast and the Geek.io network of shows. So be sure to visit geek-io.com/tweaked and use the promo code GEEK at checkout to save some money and get yourself some brand new headphones. We thank them for their support, and we hope you show them your support as well. But with that, the big news and big and exciting news for this week is the announcement of Android 5, the release of what Android L is all about. So Android L is Android 5.0. The codename L is Lollipop, which is the next major release for Android. So just as an overview of what the Lollipop 5.0 update brings to Android is the new consistent material design across all screens. So it's a consistent UI and look when you are using any app. So when you're using, for example, Google Plus, you'll notice that your notification drawer changes to red. My understanding is if you're using Facebook, then it'll switch to blue and things like that. So your screen and UI elements adjust based on your whatever app you're in, whatever screen you're on, and all of that good stuff. You also get customizable notification settings. So that's an update to the quick settings buttons that we have right now in Android 4. There's a new battery saver mode, which extends your battery life by up to 90 minutes. So it kind of puts it in a low performance state. So you can, if you're on your way somewhere and you can't get to a charger, you get that additional battery life to get you there. So you still can use basic elements of your phone, like phone calls, text messages, and that sort of thing. There is now multi-user and guest mode enabled. So if you're using one device, be it smartphone or tablet, among multiple users, you can now have sign in, and if you want to let someone borrow your device, then you can enable or have them use it in guest mode, so your data stays private and secure, and they're using a temporary session. ART is now the default runtime in Android. That's the Android runtime. So basically, it improves app performance, adjusts how apps are loaded and run when you are interacting with the UI. There is still backwards compatibility for Dalvik, so if you're using an older app that you absolutely need to use, or an app has not been updated just yet for Android 5 or to use the ART runtime, then it will still run and not have any, or should not have any compatibility or running issues. You should just be able to use it out of the box. So it's a slight modification of the ART runtime that we see right now in Android 4.4, which is ART or Dalvik. And if an app does not support ART, then it has to, it'll either keep crashing or it'll only run for a certain amount of time and cause issues. Whereas in the Android 5 version, it's kind of like having both at the same time, and Android automatically knows if ART is supported based on an app code. You can now also respond to notifications via the lock screen. So if you want to quickly get to notifications, I believe this works on the secure and insecure versions. I didn't see too much, or I don't remember offhand actually how it works, but it is an option you can now more easily and quickly get to your notifications. Now phone calls will not interrupt you when you're in a full screen app. So whether you're watching a video or playing a game, it won't stop when you get a phone call. And so you'll get a nice little notification saying that you are getting a call. Do you want to answer it? Or if you can just ignore it so you don't have to stop whatever you're doing in case you are in the middle of something else. And there is also the optional kill switch. So if your device gets stolen, you would need to enable it, but if your device gets stolen, then your device is essentially bricked from my understanding, but this is a feature in Android 5. So now, as far as the good stuff and the device side of things, there are three new devices that will come preloaded with Android L or Android 5.0 Lollipop. I'll start with the smartphone. So now we have the new smartphone is a Motorola Nexus 6. It's a 5.92 inch screen device with a 2.7 gigahertz quad-core processor, 3220 milliamp hour battery, 32 or 64 gigs of storage, a 13 megapixel rear camera, dual front-facing stereo speakers, and 4K video recording. So a very high-end device. As a sort of comparison, it is kind of like the Moto X second generation on steroids, so a lot more powerful. So if you did buy a Moto X second generation, you are not missing out too much. It is a on part of, or a very, very good device. But if you want something that is more of the stock Android or stock Google experience, then the Nexus 6 may be the way to go. The other device that was released was the HTC Nexus 9, which is a tablet side of things. So two different vendors in this case for two separate devices. Of note in the Nexus 9 is that it comes with an 8.9-inch screen and brushed metal side. So nothing too much to say about that aside from physical visual differences. It's essentially your Nexus 7, but now with Nexus, or as a Nexus 9, a bigger screen, new hardware, and that sort of thing. And finally, the most interesting little known about release for this release is that new Asus Nexus Player, which is essentially a new Android TV box. So this is a little bit different than the Google TV in that it is a streaming media player. So you get, of course, your Google Play Music, Google Play Movies, and all of that good stuff, but it also supports Android gaming. So if you want to play a game, you can. There's an optional controller that you can buy to play your Android games. It does come with a remote control to control the device itself, but much like the Fire TV from Amazon, the controller is extra. And it also supports Google Cast, so essentially it's kind of like having the Chromecast built into your Android TV. It is a what I just saw as a $99 device, so on par with the Apple TV, but it does, the major difference is that it plays games. The Nexus Player comes with a 1.8 gigahertz processor, 1 gig of RAM, and 8 gigs of storage, so it's not really a overly mind-blowing device, but it does bring Android to your television set, and at $99 it may very well be worth it. It is definitely something I think would be interesting to buy and turn your TV into an Android TV or your regular TV into a, I want to say in air quotes, smart TV, not in the sense of regular smart TVs, but you do get that additional UI by using the Nexus Player. So the Nexus 6 will start shipping in the coming weeks, so by the end of the month, you should start getting delivery quotes. It's available for pre-order right now. Same thing, I believe, for the Nexus 9. The usual partners are selling them as well. And the additional benefit of the Nexus 6 this year is that it is going to be sold. It's going to be sold by all major carriers. So I believe, at least in the United States, AT&T, T-Mobile, Verizon, Sprint, all of them are on board. As far as availability, it may vary by the carrier, but they'll all be selling it, so look out for that. But that is really all there is for, or to say at the moment, for Android 5 Lollipop. So as soon as I can, or as soon as my Moto X gets it, or I'm able to play around with it on other devices, I'll definitely see how it goes and start reviewing accordingly. And it's one of those updates I can't wait to get so I can check out that material design UI. But that is all for this particular episode of the Android Realm podcast. So before I close out the device, before I close out this week's episode, we are in about a month or so, we'll be at the end of this season, or season 4 of the Android Realm podcast. So as I've done in prior years, at the start of the following season, I update the logo for that particular year to reflect what Android is at the moment. So this year, since Google Plus now has a polling service, I thought I'd share or start. I thought I'd take a poll of all of my listeners, all of you who listen to the show, to see which logo you prefer more. So I'll have a poll available at poll.patelN01.com. That's poll.patelN01.com. I'll have that link in the show notes for the next few weeks until the season ends. So I made a poll available for two logos. One is the traditional green Android, and the other is the outline version of the same logo. So I was considering which one I wanted to go with. I thought I'd go with one of them, but I wasn't really sure. I wasn't set on either one specifically, so I figured I'd create a poll and see what you guys prefer more, if you like one more than the other. So when you visit the poll, you'll already see that it's live. A few people have already started to vote on it, but that poll will be available. I'm probably not going to delete it even once this ended, but until I'll check the results at the end of episode 208, and I'll probably wait a couple of days to give everyone time to listen to that last episode of the season, and based on how many or whichever logo has the most votes, that'll be the logo for the coming year. So I'll finish it up with the show name and all of that good stuff, but I wanted to play around with the poll a little bit, set some images and see how it works, and probably for going forward I may start doing more polls and surveys and that sort of thing. But to start it off, I figured I'd start with the logo, so definitely check that out, poll.patelN01.com. Or you can find the Android Realm on Google Plus, where the poll is located. I shared the same link on Facebook, so wherever you guys prefer to like the Android Realm, you can get quick access to that link. But that is all for this episode, so if you want to get in touch with me, you can email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. You can find me on Twitter at PatelN01. And as always, within about a day or two, you'll see the Android Realm Digest available in the Kindle bookstore. But you can visit author.patelN01.com. I add it right as soon as I see that it's posted, so you'll see it there as well. You can subscribe to get email updates as well as soon as new items are posted, if you prefer that. You can find this show and more shows on the Geek Eye Network as well at geek-io.com. Be sure to check out Tweaked Audio and use the promo code GEEK at checkout to show your support and save some money on your headphones. I believe that is actually all, though, for this particular episode. So, thanks for tuning in, and until next time.